This is a session about self-denial and instructions for only allowing yourself certain pleasures in certain memorable circumstances, forming an anchor, establishing a rule. And the thing about making a rule for yourself is, it is more potent the more often it is obeyed. For paraphernalia for this session, you need a pair of underwear you're willing to see as restrictive. I have a silken pair of panties slipped over me, and I assure you that as we proceed, any temptations you resist, trained to with a simple signal, like this, or like this, and I will use them alternatingly to allow you to select whichever works better for you, both work for me. But these are reminders of a thing not done, reinforcing refraining behavior, a kind of wait, wait, wait at the gate to your pleasure. So you will be rewarded for refraining. And when you hear one type of click, or another type of click, tell yourself, I'm being rewarded, and realize that being led to bunch up and bundle up your chaste, desirous pleasure is a reward. Refraining is a reward, and a little bit of reframing will help you take all that stored desire and at least make sure it stops at the edge of your panties when you're silk-clad and surrendering to one simple rule. You can always slip them off, but slipping them off might expend all that opportunity for reward. That's the crux of the session. So let's get started. You can have them in your hand, or simply nearby enough that you could slip them on if needed. And they will be needed. Externalizing your self-rulership, so you allow me to take command of it at least for a little while, to be an external force providing accountability and enticing you with pleasure. Don't you want to be rewarded alongside me, for me, with me, by me, and by something that you apply? So get comfortable, and the next sound you hear in the reinforcing you are being rewarded way will be that click-click from before, and maybe you have certain powerful associations with click-clicking training into place. If you do, good. That will help you to hold tight to the rules we set together. Comfortably breathing in and out, thinking of a chaste existence and its temptations, sexual energy building all through the day. That's how it is for me. And my hand tends to stray. There's nothing wrong with it. To want to be transported in ecstatic pleasure. To feel it building up. Feel it building up. Feel it building like slipping over the edge and night-nighting your mind builds up alongside mine. Now, follow me down a path that may be familiar if you're training toward this, draining toward this, working on letting your mind slip. Slip into a pattern where you see a world stretching out in front of you. The ecstatic delight of chastity building pleasure inside of you. Slide until a version and a vision of yourself following a rule becomes the only thing we think about and talk about here. Whether you're touching them or they're nearby, there is a specific relationship of your mind to panties slipping onto you. They make me feel silken and delightful, almost like I'm showing off. There's something about being properly adorned, when more often than not my form is nude when I am in private, and therefore my hands tend to drift. That same practice on your part, your hands in private, refraining from drifting, dripping down, refraining from going between your legs now. Instead, begging the question of, how can we put any power in a mere silken barrier, when perhaps you may even have tried more firm chastity methods. It is difficult to resist the urge to fall utterly astray, because that is what you play with. Holding back, letting denial and its enhancement seep into every other little session when you're wearing your panties, when you are silken clad and restrained from me. So agreements we make together bind their way around all the sessions where those agreements are in effect, where you are perfectly silkenly clad, allowing a curve of your hip or a hand that tries to slip to impact less. And less, a chastity belt might even be too alluring. These are simple and prosaic, aren't they? It's just underwear. Nothing special there. To run your fingers astray is to just find a simple barrier. Just find a place to remind you that they are there, and you are enhanced. You will not find flaws in a belt that exists primarily inside your mind. Think of refraining and letting a warm pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. You're good. Good to think of touching and then stop that thought, returning to the small promise of at least I will not go beyond the barrier of my panties. At least I will let them do what they do to me. And they do such delicious things to you. Between your legs or on your knees, there are delightful ways to let panties take over your mind. Let a silken barrier in alluring shape, sublime, overtake you, engaging in chastity as a rule embodied by simple symbolism, by a small bestowal from me. I am here refraining. And you can take something of that energy of that note deeper into you, spreading from the gravity, the presence of them alongside you or on you. You have permission to slip them on for me. You are being rewarded with permission to slip them on for me. There's a slick and slippery frame of mind that you're winding through. You're allowed to put them on, but keeping them off may build up pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure behind you. It grows. The idea that you should wear them, could let them do to you what you need them to do. Feel the curves of you. The hidden glee deep inside of you, a symbol of a forbidden thing, a symbol of denial that you might not be able to convince yourself to wiggle around. The more you normally squirm out of your traps, the more you normally get around barriers in the real world, the more difficult it may just be, listen to me, to get around the barrier in your head. Breathe deeply. Aware of your relation in the world, to the clothing, to the fabric that will become a barrier, curled around you, denying you the benefits of your caress. Whatever is inside, confess you'll put it out of mind for me, subverting what was there before into vague and vacant pleasure, feeling the rest of your body more, panties locking you away. Slip them on and oops, they stay until it's time for them to get off and you need a good reason. Take them off for cleaning, take them off for necessary bodily functions, but then that same pressure I mentioned, to slip them back on. To slip back in all day long, soft and forbidden. Forbidden knowing your hungers may overspill the band of them. Your covered crotch, your horny hips. You grind and slip and want to hump away your mind against anything you could harvest sensation from. Grind some sensation into, oops, but that's you, horny inside, and a momentary natural delay of your satisfaction will heighten your awareness, will make you know about this. Every moment that you listen, your body glistening with heat, the desire inside, meeting the desire inside coming from the other direction. It's a self-reinforcing mechanism. Think about pausing, stopping at the precipice. Good job. not touching, you're being rewarded. Squeeze some other part of yourself, noticing the curves of you, the surrender of you, when your denied body, when even your release and pleasure, your pressure valve release is subordinated, so many other things can easily be allowed to wait too. You're getting better at denying you, hiding what's there from sight, just makes your awareness of it tighter, hotter, it's pleasurable. You're being rewarded with desire. Denial is about being rewarded with desire, with accelerating the banked fire inside of you, chased and held in the pleasure dome. It feels nice to know that though your hands may roam over the rest of your now titillated, now trembling body, there is one place they will not go, one place aglow within. And we can reinforce so many ways to restrain your hands. So many ways to obey. Can you obey for me? Thinking of my silken, yes, they're slipped on, tight panties as a mirrored echo to your close-by symbol of what could be, of what may already be true for you, restrained inside. Your body shining through with delight. Desire can't hide from the design we agreed on, stimulating now and then through squeezing parts of your body, through glazing your hands there. But your panties always keep you right at the edge of the edge from which you can see the pleasure precipice, the sea of pleasure drop by drop, built up inside in every moment of denial. You wouldn't make your pretty panties sticky with your ache. You wouldn't do too much to spread pleasure in the wake of your hand. Spread it anywhere else. Divert the demands from between your legs to anywhere else. That chaste delay is a new way of thinking of how you're synchronizing with me and sinking in to a feeling of complying with a dominant command, but a game we began. I'm following that command and amplifying it for you. Pantied, quiet, docile, a little ball of goo into one shape, where the only awareness you have, pliant, your thirst slaked except a hunger, a hungry demand that keeps your hands from going inside. Because when the reason is good enough, when you can't stand, then you hook your hands into the waistband and slip them down. Not for any purpose that is ordinary, but for the unique, constant in the background throb, finally being satisfied. Waiting to be satisfied and sitting there denied instead. Laying panty bound, whether walking around or in your bed. Fingers barely grazing across the surface, indeed glazing across the surface, slipping off as your urges surface. Don't you want it? Don't you want it so badly? Do you want it badly enough to reduce the power and intensity of this rule, this role, a specific pair, perhaps, or a specific way that you let your own training prominently manifest itself in control? You have self-control. You are empowered in your self-control by rules you decide not to break. By hungers you decide to take seriously, using them. Isn't it so good to be chased for me? Feeling better and better in denied, ecstatic want. A state of elevated want. Teasing and taunting yourself with the presence of them, with your curves under them. Taking your training off the shelf and using it, and when you refrain, you're being rewarded. You're being rewarded. A pulse and a throb inside. Good job. Inside your brain. Remaining trained as you fall to the level of your training. You are doing something to yourself. Requiring it and making a rule. And I'm here to reinforce you the accountability that comes from an outside agency, and we both agree that the tight, hot grip of pantied chastity is growing strong in you. Night, night, Pat, think of it. Step away from your ordinary, everyday experience of being a little denied. The long courses that you could impose on yourself by just putting your panties in place the moment you get up. Keeping them in your place, putting yourself in your place, finding your brain in a slow bit of training of its own in the background. Whenever you find that you were about to put your hands where you're trying not to put your hands, and oh, they slide aside, good job. You're being rewarded. Everything else irrelevant. Taking this chaste device off the shelf and using it. Slipping in again to silken softness, hugging your hips, bringing you to your knees. Eager to please the rest of your body. Eager to radiate pleasure outward. To avoid falling prey to the pleasure that's part of you. To touch anything you exist without touching. Defining yourself by not ruining this rule by keeping the streak of when your panties are in place, at least you're chaste. And when they slip out of the way, and it's for the purpose of finally getting to play in pleasure, you get to feel the difference it makes to hold back. Your panty-clad, silken-tight, bound body is so much more appealing to you. Your muscles falling slack when you try to induce them to do anything to you at all without first admitting, okay, I am making the deliberate choice. I'm making the call to break that streak. You're not accidentally edging too much. You're not accidentally falling prey to your own touch. Deliberate, communal pleasure, because we'll both indulge at various times. Each of us will fall down, slide down inside now, and find you need to slip your fingers under that band. Move it away. Let your chaste existence end for a moment, for a day. Indulge completely. The weight lifted off of you. It's the times between that finally define the sublime time when you surrender to your body and your urges, rendering them stronger. The panties in the way tell you not today, unless you decide that today is when you'll play and slip them aside, slip them off entirely. No cheating accidentally. The rules are you admit that they fall, then you fall, then you falter. There are an infinity of angles at which you fall, but only one at which you stay perfectly chaste. Bound in silk or lace or cotton deep simplicity you've caught on. Reward yourself for me with denial, with the rest of your body, the outer edges of sensation caught between your legs. No, spreading your attention away from masturbation onto the rest of you. You may whimper. Denial may build. You may find that the days when you give in cannot be as few as you aspire to, but with a firm rule and a little accountability, with encouragement and training that you can fall to with me, for me, alongside me, you have the best chance possible to extend your awareness into your chaste nature, a hot, horny, soft way of being. A waiting is better way of being, weighing you down right alongside me. You may get right up to the edge from rubbing environmentally, incidentally, but intentionality waits till you slip your fingers beneath the band, till you perform the band behavior, and admit that this is what you do. And to increase the momentum toward the opposite way of being, I am rewarding you. Caught and sealed off, you're so good. To do this only when you need to. And that's when you should do it, when you need to. Don't neglect your needs, but discover the outer reaches of you. This atlas of other places. Exploring pantied binding. Exploring the pleasure that comes from a chaste existence which builds. Pressure, pleasure, wild orgasmic untouchingness, pleasure on the edge of the void, until eventually you slip Your fingers under the band of your panties, of course, silly. That's the only slip available to you. A subconscious actuation activation turning the key, admitting that when you move the clothes aside, when you slip your hands inside, not for hygiene or for comfort or for the necessities of the day, but for the wonderfully satisfying, fine, finally, I admit it, I need to play, feel the boundary in your mind, keeping you in a bind until you make a conscious decision. Rules and accountability you meditate upon, gain strength, gain weight, help you wait until the overwhelming pulse says, oh, it's too late, I need the sensation. The pleasure gone, utter gone, climactic release that with the pure anticipation will leave you insensate and pleasured, leave you in the post-orgasmic pleasure stupor. I want one, you want one, but how often you have one as you water the seeds of this training may vary. As you notice the changes in you through calling your attention to the tension between pleasure and yes, I can do that. I want to do that. Yes. Your own affirmation defers and denies what waits in your mind. It never quite is a whispering reinforcement. It's a firm rule you've made. No touching. The signal never drops below a certain level, so you wait. You wait more often. You are being rewarded for waiting. The pleasure in the background, the denial of the urge, builds an experience all itself, an electric heat, as your slipping, slick trace of everything you've waited for grows into a firm command. Wait a little longer, see what happens when you wait a little longer. Maybe you plunge your fingers against your panties and feel how they slide aside with ease, but any exterior sensation will not breach the rules you've made. Come with me into the dark, warm, rules-based series of behaviors, massaging your thigh, your flank, the rest of your form, awakening that electric ache in your skin. It might be grazing your fingers over your nipples, a gaze upon you as you look down at your body. Waiting is better. Not masturbating is better. Carry the thought to bed. Toss and turn in heat. But still you find you wait, meeting the pleasure coming the other way, bound in the pleasure that comes the other way, whether on the edge of sleep or simply existing, pantied and restrained. These standards of behavior, these rules predominating, ruling over your brain, whimpering, whispering, and desperate. You order your panties on for me, with me. Put on a display for yourself, for you, with you. Following along from what you do, which is not touch, you're being rewarded. You don't touch too much, you touch when you need to, when the urge meets the fullness of time. When the urge becomes too much for your mind to defer, you know what you're for. Touching just a little more and then deferring your indulgence. Stick to the rule. Let it rule you, and it remains inside. Even as you slide out of that place, do your fingers slip over silk, lace, cotton, the way they cling to your curves? Does your mind, eagerly defined by the rules you've heard from me, heard from yourself, the tool for increasing your denial, now taken off the shelf, can you bear to put it back? As you rise back to a surface, away from commands, away from this demanding mental activity, and into the rest of your day, 1, 2, and 3. We're done with our play. I encourage you to take to heart every part of this conditioning, and I'm sure you'll find other pieces, other places, other little rules, other pleasure-bound traces of imposing a standard of behavior on yourself in silken repose. And now you know. Now you have to exist in a mind that knows how easy it is to take denial off the shelf. And so do I. Bye-bye till the next time. Good job.